Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you. Hello, I am Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's been really hot in New York this week. So hot that Rob has switched to his best and jean shorts only wardrobe, and Sid is only wearing shirts with ice cream stains on them. Here's the show.
So it's any day.
Yeah, basically.
Welcome. Nice jean shorts, Rob.
Thank you. They go well with my new vest.
And nice stain, Sid.
Thank you. I actually did have ice cream right before we came in here. It was tasty.
Right.
It looks tasty.
Chucky Blandington does not lie.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. It's Rob, episode 211.
That's it?
Yeah, I know. And we're supposed to be getting a call from Limp Bizkit at the very top of the show, which would be now. I haven't gotten an email saying they've canceled, so any minute now, Limp Bizkit will be calling into the show.
The two most famous members of the band are calling in, right?
DJ Lethal is not calling in. Fred Durst and Wes Borland.
Can you name
calling
any
in.
Other member besides those three?
John Otto is the drummer.
Is he? Was he always the drummer?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, so I can't
that's
really verify.
The only, I don't know the
very
other the bassist.
Fieldy, right? Fieldy,
no, Fieldy
is the bassist.
Corn.
Why do you know that so quickly, Noah?
I don't know.
What are you hiding?
Yeah. So. The way this came about is that just their publicist emailed me.
Wait, hold on. Rob, how did this come about?
The way this came about was that their publicist emailed me and saying she was working with Limp Bizkit.
That's correct.
And initially wanted to do a video interview in L.A., but that wouldn't happen. That couldn't happen.
Why couldn't that, wouldn't that happen?
Schedule conflict.
No, yours or theirs?
Both of ours. Oh, so Bill Nido in the chat writes Sam Rivers is the bassist. Now we know.
I don't know if I believe that. That doesn't sound like a bassist name.
Anyway,
Rivers, I would believe.
We arranged for them to call into the show.
Did you send them our phone number?
I did.
Okay.
Send them a basket of cookies.
That's for after the interview.
I did not send them a basket of cookies. They're a few minutes late, it seems.
They do it all for the cookies.
What?
No, the nookies.
Oh,
the what?
Damn it.
Oh,
stick it up your yeah.
There you go.
They're promoting their new song, Ready to Go.
But they're not because they haven't called.
Well,
them,
so. Theoretically.
Right.
If they're,
well, they're promoting
in,
it, just not here.
If maybe, they're not calling in, we're just going to edit all of this out of the show.
Maybe maybe that's the trick. They figure we'll talk about them for 10 minutes.
And we'll promote
have to call
them
yeah.
incessantly until the interview.
See, Rob, you shouldn't have mentioned the name of the new single until they actually called
damn
in.
Damn it.
Now there's no incentive other than our winning personalities.
Why don't we get them on the horn then?
What is this? Oh, this is their official YouTube.
You're the one that played it, and then you're like, what is this?
Rob's not that good at
doing I'm doing a little multitasking right now. I'm emailing their publicist being like, where is our Limp Bizkit? And
why don't you call them?
I don't have their number. They were supposed to call our... they're not giving away their number.
Well, we're going to see it when
well,
they call in.
We're professionals.
Rob, tell us stories of Limp Bizkit concerts you went to as a child.
Hold on
a second. There's a call.
Hello, we have a caller. Hello.
The Metal Injection Livecast.
Caller?
Hung up. Well, then.
That was Fieldy. He was calling it to protest that he wasn't in Limp Bizkit.
No, he was calling because he's like, wait, Limp Bizkit wants me? It's been a slow couple months.
Hanging out with Alex Skolnick. Yeah.
I need to buy a new basketball jersey.
This is
the new Limp Bizkit song.
Yes, yeah, Sid. Go fuck
yourself. Yeah.
That's really all we need to hear of it.
What? Come on,
they might be listening right now. Don't offend them yet.
I was just grooving on that.
Darren was bobbing his head.
How many times have you seen Limp Bizkit, Rob?
Three times, I want to say.
No, you probably want to say zero times, but you have to.
I want to say zero times.
I'm an honest guy.
Yeah. I saw them at a dysfunctional family picnic.
I think we've all had that experience, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Go on.
And then they did like those free Napster shows.
I thought,
like, they did a Napster-sponsored tour where all the tickets were free.
Okay.
And I went to see them on that.
So why'd you even need tickets to show off?
How were they?
You had worth the price of admission. You had to wait online to get tickets, actually.
Rob's from Russia, though. He's used to it.
Sure.
I'm not from, my relatives are from Russia.
Whatever.
Just anywhere we say he's from, he denies it, this kid.
I'm from
parts unknown.
I'm from Brooklyn, New York.
Sure.
That's where I was born and raised.
From Brooklynskaya in Russia.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I'm starting to think they're not going to
call. Did he just say
it.
Finger fuck the sky?
Yes.
Wow.
Which guy?
What?
Which guy is he finger?
Finger fuck this guy.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I finger fuck this guy.
What if this is all a giant prank from, like, Frankie from the Muir? Frankie Palmieri?
Or from any listener of the live cast?
I thought you were going to say Frankie Godla.
That's also possible.
Let's see where this woman is emailing from. What is allaccessfansincorporated.com?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
So this is going to be the rest of the episode, just
waiting
pulling
for
the thread
biscuit.
To see.
And playing a lot of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, did you notice we're doing everything they would want us to do?
If this were the prank.
I had four questions written for these guys that I wrote at 2 in the morning when I should have been asleep.
Guys, while we're waiting, let's do a behind-the-scenes video. And Rob, put up that gigantic Limp Bizkit poster that they sent us that covers the whole wall.
That they sent, you mean the one that Rob took down from his bedroom wall and brought with him here?
I was trying to spare Rob. He did it all for the nookie.
I did do it all for the nookie. Jake Metal Snake writes, Fred Durstinski, he's a handsome man.
It's the red baseball hat, let me tell you.
So at one point, should we just start questioning each other as if we're Limp Bizkit just to get the questions out of our system?
Yeah.
Too soon for that?
Oh, why would
give it a few more minutes before
give it a few more minutes. The number to dial if you're Fred Durst listening in. 646-929-1357.
This is a good point in the chat here Antonio Inoki brings up, is that Rob only agreed to this interview because he hoped that Fred Durst would fall victim to the live cast curse.
Oh, I didn't even
maybe
think of that.
Maybe he did before even calling in.
Oh.
That was rough to listen to. Even though I enjoyed the clips, but
touch of
wow. Like listening to, knowing what happened after all of those. Was very depressed. I didn't think it would affect me that much.
Really?
No.
I teared up a little. Especially when Mitchell...
You teared up?
No, I'm not even lying. I listened to the clips in full to make sure there's no, like, you know, like, edits or weird thing.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mitch Lucker was talking to his daughter on the phone, I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
That daughter's like a half an orphan now.
See, I thought about that, but then I was like, if he really cared about her, he'd have worn a better fucking helmet.
Right,
he wouldn't have went out riding his bike drunk.
I agree with you 100%. I think it's his own fault that he's dead, but I still feel bad for the daughter.
Well, she's probably better off without that bad influence in her life.
Wow. I don't agree with that.
Not 100%. It's debatable, I would say.
All right, but at least I'm not completely wrong.
Right. Just to clarify what we're talking about, we weren't on the air with a new episode last week, so Darren edited a mixtape, and the mixtape was about the Metal Injection live cast, Touch of Death, focusing on all the musicians that we've interviewed that have either ended up dead or in jail.
Right.
and one of them was Mitch Lucker of Suicide Silence. We had sit in on an entire show.
Right.
And at one point, his
and a barbecue.
Yeah, and his
barbecue.
That's right, and his guitarist Mark Calum, And at one point in the show, his daughter called in telling her daddy that she missed him.
Yeah, heartbreaking. Very hard to listen to.
Heartbreaking.
Should we, do you have the home phone number of his family? We could probably play that recording back.
Oh,
just to turn at the wife.
Oh, stop
a,
it.
A silly little prank.
We look like a tasteless group of podcasters.
Rob definitely looks like he has a taste of some sort. It might be a little too salty for most.
We are not tasteless
at all.
He
looks like there's some kind of...
Well, let's talk about our wiping habits.
Rob?
You know how I wipe.
Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Early episode title contender, by the way.
You know how I wipe. However,
oh, you got a call.
Oh, all right. Let's see
I'll
this.
Read that quote later.
Hello, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hey, is it me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not Fred Durst, it's Eggers, or Grindcore Luigi.
Hello there.
Right, we assumed.
Close enough.
Well, I mean, I thought maybe you guys hoped since you guys didn't tell out the number.
Mm-hmm. We did tell out the number.
All right.
469-291-357.
But they already had the number.
Yeah, and it's on the page.
Wait, check your email. Maybe you had a typo or something.
What do you think? Like, we make them listen to the show in order to get the number to call in?
Yeah.
Don't shoot them an email.
Fred Durst is in the chat, and he's having a real troublesome time trying to find the number. He's just lost.
Fred Durst is Antonio Inoki in the chat.
I would scrap all my mean questions if that was true, just out of respect. For
hey,
hold on.
I actually called in to bring up something a little bit of weird.
Hold on.
I was wondering if Darren...
He's going to talk about right. 3.
360, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
All right, this question's for my man, Fred Durst.
Okay.
What's up?
Not too much, man. Just enjoying the mojito.
All right, no doubt. What's good?
Well,
do you have a question for Fred?
Yeah.
All right.
I was a little bit concerned on why he dissed Gondolin in Significant Other album.
Why he dissed who?
Gondolin.
I never dissed them, man. Those are my homies.
What did he say?
All right, he's gone.
Damn it!
I didn't even know who he said that.
Yeah, no idea. Back to Eggers. So, Eggers, what's your creepy, weird
problem?
I think you
have to work on your Fred Durst.
I don't know.
Well, there was a few things I was going to talk about. One thing I really was upset that I didn't get asked, Fred Durst, have you guys ever seen his Tom Green interview on the Tom Green show where he was, like, really fucking out of it and he looked like a 90-year-old man?
No. Really?
If you look it up, first of all, it's Fred Durst with, like, long hair wearing glasses. He's wearing a Slayer shirt, and he's got this, like, random southern old accent out of nowhere. And, like, all I know from the interview is he shows off, like, this Einstein tattoo, like, to Tom Green, like, 4 times, constantly forgetting that he's already showed the fucking tattoo.
Maybe he's just really excited about it.
Yeah.
Maybe. But it's, like, one of the – honestly, like, I think there should have been a lot of questions because, like, Fred Durst is, like, a weird dude. Did you guys see that really shitty movie that came out with Ice Cube and that chick who wanted to play football?
It wasn't Freddy Got Fingered, right?
No, it wasn't Freddy Got Fingered, but it's, like, this movie that came out 2 or 3 years ago was actually directed by Fred Durst of Limp Bizkit. And I want to know if anyone was going to bring up questions about that.
I never heard of this.
The Long Shot.
This is why we have callers, so they could bring up these questions.
Yeah, you know a lot about Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Are you the Googler?
Well, no, I'm not the Googler. I won't lie, I was a fan of Limp Bizkit when I was younger. I've definitely grown out of it now.
How old are you right now?
I am 21, almost 22.
So when you were younger, like what, 8?
Yeah, I mean, it was around when I was like
it's
8, 13.
What was your favorite Limp Bizkit song back in the day?
Oh, sadly, probably My Way or Nookie.
Mm.
But it was on Sesame Street, and it was called Cookie.
Yeah.
Because you're so young.
I get it. That shows
did
me.
It all for the Macadamia Nookie.
Yeah. Mm.
Should write that parody up, right? Send it in.
Noah's nickname in high school, Macadamia Nookie. Nom, nom, nom.
Because there were so many nuts in it.
Oh, gotcha.
There are a lot of nuts in your nookie. I don't know.
I'm not going to continue stepping into that.
Oh, joke. What?
Step into what?
Okay, that's you're pretty much going all downhill from here. So I'm hanging up on Eggers.
So he always has some good lines, and then just
fades. 646-929-1357 Fred Durst, Wes Borland, no show so far.
Maybe do they think it was 5 o'clock West Coast time?
Oh yeah.
No, I made it very clear it was East Coast time.
That doesn't mean they don't think that.
That's
though,
true. Anyway. I'll tweet at them.
All right. In the meantime,
another call.
Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Put him through. Whoever it is, pretend to be Fred Durst.
248, you're on the Metal Injection live cast.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, Fred. Welcome to the live cast, Fred. How are you? Thanks for calling.
I'm not Fred.
Who is this?
Javante from Pontiac, from Michigan.
What's up, man?
Hello, Javante from Pontiac, Michigan.
I was going to respond to the last guy who had the question about Fred Durst on the Tom Green show.
Yeah.
He was just getting ready for an acting role because he was an actor in independent films.
All right. Fred Durst. He had his hair grown out for a role.
Oh, okay.
And he was acting, you're saying, preparing?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you a big Fred Durst fan?
Yeah.
Did you hear about the live cast because we were supposed to have them on?
Yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, at least we got something out of it.
Sounds like he's coming out of his skin to talk to Fred Durst. He's so excited.
Well, if Fred Durst was on the air right now, what would you ask him?
I don't know. I was thinking about asking him something weird, like, did he direct the Lethal Dose video for the Lethal Dose counterfeit?
No, dude, that's way too weird. I don't think we can allow that kind of a question.
That's over the line.
Let me ask you something, though. How many times have you listened to the Metal Injection livecast?
This is my first time.
So how many
total? How many times total?
I like
that. We didn't even have to wait for it.
Spoiler alert.
He wasn't going to get there. He didn't know that. I couldn't wait. I had an itchy trigger finger. I'm sorry. I hit the Bombay door too early. We weren't over Nagasaki yet. We're still over the Pacific.
That's okay. He learned it the hard way.
I love it. I posted moments ago about on the Facebook page about how we have Limp Bizkit on. And there's so many comments, like one guy writes, and with that, I no longer support Metal Injection.
Oh, come on.
Because clearly we're huge fans and we really want to promote them, and this is a statement.
Yeah.
Okay, was that on the Metal Injection Facebook page or on the Metal Injection livecast?
On the Facebook page. The Metal Injection page, I mean.
Oh, I guess that person has never listened to the livecast. They just don't know.
Right, but even if you did listen to the why... Does every single person we interview have to match your musical taste or you won't listen anymore? Like, what?
I just hate, like, this whole, like, oh, they're not metal. That's not metal. Like, who are you to judge what's metal? Where is this?
What do you mean, who am I? I'm a 14-year-old kid from the Midwest.
Where is this guideline? There's, on the Sirius page, this was on the Liquid Metal page, this wasn't on the Metal Injection page, but, like, someone wrote, like, Slayer isn't heavy metal. Stop playing Slayer.
What?
Like, what?
They fucking invented metal.
And then someone, like, some other fan was like, what are you talking about? Okay, if Slayer is not heavy metal, what are they? They're like, they're just metal.
Heavy metal
are bands like Suffocation, Dying Fetus, and Immolation.
Yeah, Slayer's not heavy at all.
Slayer is not heavy.
Slayer's like elevator music of metal.
Yeah, it was just, at that point, it's like, come on.
Stop with the fucking labeling. Like, metal now means something good that I like.
Yeah.
This is metal. It's an adjective. It means this is a good song. And rather than it meaning a genre.
And I feel like in the 80s, metal was so much more, like, such a looser term. Much like the ladies that listen to
it. It's the same with punk, where, like, people are like, that band's not punk because their last album was distributed by a company that's partially owned by a major label that was... It's like, why do you care so much? Like, why are you pulling these threads to see, like, the corporation that's behind it all? Like, it's about
fun.
The sound.
Yeah. How dare they enjoy any fruits of their hard...
How dare they want people to actually be able to get their record?
Yeah.
How dare they?
Someone purchased that album in the past. They're no longer punk.
And it's like if you look like The Clash was on a major label, the Sex Pistols, the Ramones.
Yeah.
Like all the bands that are like on the Mount Rushmore.
Yeah, those are all posers though, Sid.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. They tainted punk rock by bringing it to the mainstream. Right. That's what it is.
Get with it, Sid.
I remember when I worked for Go-Kart Records back in the day when Anti-Flag was on that label.
Mm-hmm.
My boss, I was like the gopher for the label. I did whatever. So I was sent out to get McDonald's for lunch for everybody, and I was wearing my Anti-Flag shirt, and like some squatter punk was like, "How could you wear that shirt and buy McDonald's?" I'm like, dude, leave me the fuck. I'm like, not only do I wear the shirt, but I'm feeding the people that work for this band's record label in a few minutes with this McDonald's.
Exactly.
So suck on that.
That's amazing.
So I probably lost Anti-Flag a fan.
That's amazing.
But he was a homeless fan who probably stole their records.
Right, yeah, he never bought that. He never actually gave the money. He was just a fan of the music.
In a weird way, you made
the
money.
For having a McDonald's bag. Well, he was outside the McDonald's panhandling.
Right.
Hey,
man.
He was probably hoping that you would give him that.
I'm true to my beliefs, bro. I ain't selling out to the man buying anything off the dollar menu, bruh.
Yeah. You spend some change, by the way.
Yeah, exactly. So I can go into the McDonald's and buy something off the dollar menu.
He needs to buy a MetroCard so you go downtown and steal an Anti-Flag record.
Yeah, exactly.
This whole conversation has reminded me of this video I posted earlier this week about this religious girl who found Incantation album. Incantation, just straight up death metal. Mm-hmm. They're heavy metal.
Right, not like Slayer.
Not like Slayer.
Like that Muzak
shit. Pussies.
So it's this young black girl, and I have no idea how she even found it, but like she is Disturbed.
Can I just say she's playing Disturbed too?
No. Just in case.
Disturbed is just metal. They're with Slayer. No, can I set this up?
Yeah,
set it up. Before even going to the content of what she's saying, her face is pressed right up against the fucking webcam. So you're like looking up her nostril the whole
like
fucking... Yeah, like why do you need to be that fucking close to the webcam?
To be fair, it's probably a laptop webcam, so that's
or maybe
just where it is.
So back the
fuck
up. I don't know.
That's an Onyx album, Darren.
Back the fuck up.
Back the fuck
back
up.
Back from the webcam.
That's
one word.
That's
the modern version.
And then they did a split record with Biohazard, if I remember correctly. I'm not joking.
Biohazard was in the Slam video.
Slam, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
And they have a metal cover of that.
This is her.
I actually Googled some blasphemous lyrics, and yes, you can actually do that.
Yes, you can
and
Google
I
things.
Found
Why was she doing that?
Very interesting lyrics from a band called Incantation. And I don't know if they're
heavy
metal or just rock. I don't know.
They're rock.
But
they're definitely.
To be songs.
They're touring with Bon Jovi this summer. Incantation and Bon Jovi.
Well, less than Jake toured with Bon Jovi, so anything's possible.
Those sounds are more...
A fucking ska pop punk band.
But
why did they tour with Bon Jovi? I'm still not over that.
Wow. How about Incantation? Are you upset about them touring with Bon Jovi?
I support that fully.
Okay, fair enough.
And I just want you to hear...
Okay.
The titles of these songs.
Just the titles.
Can't you just read Cannibal Corpse titles?
That music is just music, and they didn't know what they were talking about when they had these when they made up these
titles.
Oh, they
know.
Yeah.
You cannot tell me that a demon did not come in and pay them a visit.
Oh, all right. Pause.
Well, no, that was Rob that paid them a visit to interview them. We'll call him a demon.
Oh.
She's the one that thinks Metal Injection should fire you, Rob.
Yeah.
This is the one.
You set this up. You wanted a video to put on Metal Injection, so you sent her Incantation lyrics. You cannot tell me that these people really wrote these lyrics. Most likely, they had a satanic visit from a demonic possessor, sir, who told them to say this because they must be like nice people who wouldn't do that. No one would do that.
Maybe it was some
Jesus.
Good penis. Dick will make you write some Dick'll sacrilegious lyrics.
And slap somebody.
And get the titles to their songs. Because come on, listen
come
to
on,
these things.
Come on now.
A once holy throne, crown of decayed salvation, deceiver, in parentheses, it's self-righteous betrayer.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess they're talking about Satan because he's a deceiver. He betrays people.
No.
He's talking
about Jesus.
Yes. Get with the program.
Deliverance of horrific prophecies. I don't know if prophecies were horrific, but okay.
It could be.
Devoured death.
Let me explain to you. This is wrong because they're doing it backwards. See, because Jesus is good. Jesus is not evil. That's what these death metal guys are getting wrong. See, what they should say is Jesus is good. That's how you make a death metal record. You understand now? You follow Incantation? Hello.
Please subscribe to my Bandcamp page. I will be putting out a lovely Jesus death metal record because I know about Jesus.
So how did she turn from a little black girl to Thor Shredstein in like the span of two words?
It's the only accent I know how to
do. You started out okay.
Come to Ocean City, New Jersey, and I'm a metal god.
But really, though, she's going to be doing record reviews on Piercing Metal soon.
Oh, nice.
So it's going to be a
good job. That's
feature.
A coup. That's a major coup for Ken Pierce.
Yeah, he's got a viral star on.
He met her on Makeout Club.
She, you know who she... She kind of looks like Scarlett Takes a Tumble, the one that fell off the coffee table while she was singing.
Well, maybe, you know, she's a little brain damaged now.
If you're talking about hell, Googling. It is eternal torture.
Yeah. We got to listen to the hell part.
Ethereal.
Really?
Ethereal.
I don't know how to say that.
They don't teach us that in Sunday school.
That must be like some kind of just evil anti-Jesus word, you know? The real.
Lust in congregation.
I'm the real.
Damnation. Eternal Eden.
All right.
Rotting spiritual embodiment. Rotting with your Christ. Now, I'm going to go to rotting with your Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm just going to read the lyrics. You tell me if these are just words, okay?
Yes, I can tell you now
if
they are just words.
Riding with your Christ, I can see the impending suffering, your words vanishing.
Yep.
Christ,
just words.
The weak, false Messiah of mortality.
Mm-hmm.
Lord,
can
lies,
I just
their mind,
these are really shitty lyrics. Child. They're not even.
Oh, yeah.
So they call me a bastard.
Yes, you are.
We deny, despise his heavenly lies.
Rhymes at least.
Mm-hmm.
I have freed my mind of God.
Someone should send her Cannibal Corpse.
God is the little G. Okay, they ain't going to capitalize it. They're going to put it with the other false gods.
Yeah.
Condemn your kingdom.
If there's one thing I hate about death metal lyrics, they do not capitalize. Jesus Christ.
Sounds like Steve Harvey.
Rapist corpse all you want, but you will capitalize that G.
Whoever made this lyric sheet insert must be an atheist. Because this is capital B bullshit. You feel me?
Can't trust atheists, so is the copyright really 2012? I don't know.
Where is their moral barometer? And when they thank Fuzzy on the lyric sheet, come on, that's a demonic insertion right there. And there is an open parenthesis and not closed parenthesis. That is a cardinal rule of typography.
Dangling participles.
Come on now. And it's, I don't believe this. It's in it's in Comic Sans.
She's the Black Mindy Mayor.
The title of the video is Oy Vey.
Are you serious?
Oy Vey.
Yeah.
What is it?
Incantation lyrics. Oy Vey, Lord Jesus,
Oy
help
Vey,
me.
Oy Vey, Lord Jesus, help me.
She's more confused than they are, I think.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yes, but you must listen. The demonic rotting Christ stuff, okay, I can live with that, but little G on God,
come on!
Oh, hell no!
This will do a little more of this.
So they're denouncing that their king, his kingdom is going to come. It's still going to come.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Denounce it all you want. Your mindless followers we despise. Okay, so they're saying that they despise me.
Yes.
They despise you.
And that you're mindless.
Christ. Prophets for the accepted. Weak, your followers blinded. No, sweetheart, no. The only person who is blind is people who wrote this song.
I keep picturing Incantation in a room with her being lectured. Like, no, sweetheart, your lyrics is wrong, okay? I know you were trying to give a biblical narrative that makes sense in a coherent framework of my beliefs, but you did it wrong. Here's how it's supposed to be.
Eternal paradise, rotting with your Christ. I see blood and obliteration, humanity's sake. This capital Jesus must capital die, rotting with
Christ. So wait, you capitalized die.
So I thought about 2,000 some odd years ago that he already died for the sake of mankind. So why are they telling him to die again if he's in the spirit and the spirit cannot die? You cannot kill spirit if your spirit is out of the body. And you're in the spiritual realm, so how can you kill us?
Dropping knowledge on.
Can't argue with ignorance. Okay, moving on.
Yeah, you can't argue with ignorance.
Very interesting, actually.
You can't argue with ignorance. As someone who doesn't believe that a Jewish guy was a rabbi, was killed, and came back from the dead 3 days later, and is going to send people to be tortured in a pit of hell for the rest of eternity. If they don't believe that, they're just fucking ignorant. What idiots.
Sounds like it to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Should we listen to more?
Oh, is there anything else good on this? I didn't listen to the whole
thing. Let's go to deceiver, self-righteous betrayer lyrics.
Okay.
Okay, this is a long one, but I ain't going to say the whole thing.
I ain't going to say the whole thing.
I don't know your followers are so deceived into believing that a God like you could exist. These are not. I'm just reading the lyrics.
Mm-hmm. Jesus, I ain't saying this. Okay? I don't know if you've seen, I did air quotes. Oh, please, Jesus, don't send me to hell. I was just reading. Oh, my God. What if Jesus sent me to hell now for reading these?
Medusa is mortal. They're saying that Diana is mortal. Zeus, Hercules, Athena.
She believes in them, too.
They're all different.
They're saying that Athena is. They're saying that
Serena Williams
is the god of the dead.
So wait, she believes in all of those gods too, and Jesus. She's saying all you people that still believe in Zeus, they're offending you as well. Let's all get
along. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Like Shlomo believes. Mayans, let's go. Up in arms.
All right, let's take this call. 212. You're on the live cast. Hello.
Oh, hi. This is actually Fred Durst, publicist.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Oh, great. So I was just calling to connect the call with Fred and Wes.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay, give me 1 second, please.
No problem.
Wow. So here it is. Rob, talk it up. Come on, geez.
Oh, hey. So here's our Limp Bizkit interview happening only half an hour after schedule.
That's okay.
But we're making it happen.
It happens. It happens eventually. It's fine.
Yep.
It never.
So we're just patiently waiting. If you want to call up and talk to Fred and Wes, give us a call, 646-929-1357.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be having Fred and Wes online talking about their new single, Ready to Go. They're finishing up their tour, and it should be a fun time. Maybe. I assume.
Well, you've been to 3 Limp Bizkit shows. You can vouch for the intensity of it.
I haven't been to a Limp Bizkit show in over a decade, so I don't know.
Fair enough. All right. What consists of connecting a call, by the way?
Well, I'm assuming she's like calling them, and then we're going to do
a conference.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess to make sure that their number isn't given away.
Oh.
Got it. It's like Obama calling.
Do you have waiting music, Darren?
Sure.
I think Bruno's having a bad dream. He's freaking out in his bed. It's very heartrending.
He's wagging his tail.
But his stomach's like all bulging out and stuff. He's whimpering.
It's fine.
Is he all right? Did he eat something?
No, he's just dreaming.
He's fucking a dachshund in his sleep.
He doesn't like dachshunds. He likes Maltese.
But Bruno is the bottom, isn't he?
No, he's the top.
Oh, how do you know?
Because I know my dog.
He always mounts other male dogs.
Yeah, smaller ones. Like a Maltese. White puffy one.
But not a dachshund? The dachshund is small.
Not into dachshunds. He doesn't like their shape.
Chihuahua?
He only likes small white dogs.
Also, he's a racist.
Hey, no.
You
dogs
said
don't have
it.
Race.
Maltese. That's a place. That's a nationality.
Malta.
Yeah.
He likes dogs from Malta.
It'd be kind of great if his publicist called back, like, "Hey, we can't get in touch with him. here's John Otto instead."
I still don't believe that's an actual person.
It's an actual person.
I think you made that up.
Here's Fieldy.
Yeah, I'll take Fieldy.
Would you take Fieldy?
Sure.
Other contender for episode title.
Would you take Fieldy?
I'll take
well, there's
Fieldy.
Another call on the line. I can't
yeah.
remember. Right
no.
Now.
No,
take the call anyway. All right.
Might be Fieldy.
Wow. Did Bruno just let out a fart? Is that what Oh, it reeks in here. Oh, my God.
I don't know anything.
That's not human.
It really isn't.
Oh, how do you not smell
that's
that?
That's why he was, his stomach was like...
Oh, okay, you guys are on.
Whoa, now it's...
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Yes. Okay. So we have both Fred and Wes on the line?
Correct.
Awesome. Thanks, guys, for taking some time to join us. We're a little distracted because there's a dog in the studio that just laid a massive fart, and we're trying to be professional while not inhaling this dog fart. Pretty terrible, though.
How are you going to avoid inhaling the dog fumes?
We're just trying to breathe through our mouths, basically.
There you go. You can taste it that way.
Yeah. So,
maybe, why don't you guys take the dog and put him outside?
He's asleep. We're trying to be respectful.
He's dreaming about, I don't know, eating beans or something. Who knows at this point? So, where are you guys calling from?
Kansas.
Oh, from Kansas. Wow. So you guys are wrapping
yeah.
up your tour. You guys only have a few more dates left. But you guys have been actively touring for the last few years. How are you guys enjoying playing these shows?
That's pretty awesome. This is a throwback tour back to when we first started out. We wanted to play smaller venues, do minimal promotion, no encores, really intimate shows. And it's our first time back in the States in a really long time. So we just wanted it to feel like it did, you know, back when we were first experiencing, you know, touring in the U.S. So it's sort of a throwback that way. And we're having a lot of fun. Tonight's the last show of the U.S. tour.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, thank you for taking some time to talk to us and some of your fans. If anybody would like to call in and talk to Fred and Wes, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. I believe we have a caller on the line right now. 360, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. Hello, 360.
Yo.
What's up?
Yo, I'm calling from Spokane, Washington. And I just want to let Fred know that I would have sex with 7 border collies to shake his hand.
Is that really necessary?
With 7 what?
Border collies.
Oh. Well.
That's weird. I feel like.
You know what? I think I'm down with the handshake, and you don't have to fuck any dogs at all.
Okay. That's probably.
Yeah, leave those dogs alone.
Yeah.
Cruel.
All right. Let's got a bunch of calls. Got one from Brooklyn, New York, 917.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air with the live cast.
Hey, my name is Sid. I'm calling from New York.
What's up, Sid?
I just want to know, Fred, I'm a fan. I'd like to know, how do you respond to being called the Guy Fieri of rap rock?
Fred, how do you respond?
I didn't hear it.
That's not a nice question. The question was, how do you respond to being called the Guy Fieri of rap rock? Or it could be a nice... Guy Fieri is pretty successful.
Well established, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I usually don't respond at all.
Fair point. All right, 801, you're on
the
air.
Who's the reference? Guy what?
Guy Fieri, he's that like the cook guy. I don't know, I barely know who he is.
Yeah, I don't even know who that is.
He has a show on the Travel Channel.
Yeah, I don't know who it is either, or maybe I could answer.
All right, 801, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast.
Hey, Fred Durst, what's up?
Hey, man, you're on with me and Wes.
Hey, no, also, hey, what's up with Wes, too? Hey, to get Lil Wayne on your new single, did you have to lap Scissorp off of his Wheezy balls?
What is with our...
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was awesome.
I have a question for Wes. Wes, how long does it take you to get ready before the show? Like, what's the regimen like? Because you put on that, like body makeup and stuff, right?
Correct. It takes me exactly 1 hour to get ready. but I give myself a two-hour window, and it takes me exactly 1 hour to clean up.
Oh my! So do you like? Do you try not to touch stuff around the tour bus?
I don't go anywhere near the tour bus once I've started getting ready.
Oh.
But if there are things around the tour bus that need makeup to be applied to them, I'm the guy to come to.
That's good. It's good to know. And how do you decide on your look? Like, what inspires you? Do you look through magazines? Do you go outside and, like, let Kansas inspire you? How does it work?
I really never know what it's going to be exactly. I follow a lot of sort of outsider, stranger fashion and art blogs and try to pay attention to a lot of different people that I respect and as far as in the art world and things like that. And really it's just about absorbing and combining things that inspire me with something that makes some sort of sense when it goes through the filter in my head and comes out the other end. But a lot of the time I'm inspired by what I've done in the past and sort of in competition with my younger self, like whatever I've done before, I'm always trying to top.
Have you ever accidentally done kiss makeup and not even realized it until it was too late?
No.
That's good.
Well, you tried. Let me ask you guys.
I have. I've accidentally turned myself into Ace Frehley, Peter Criss, Paul Stanley, Gene Simmons several times.
It's a big problem.
It's just a big smudge.
It's like, no, this is an Limp Bizkit show, not a kiss show, Fred. You can't. You got to wash that off. I have a question. Is there any timeline for the album? You guys released the Ready to Go single, but do you have any word on when the full album is going to come out?
Well, we'd like it to come out at the end of the summer, and that's going to ultimately be up to Cash Money when we drop the full thing. But I have a feeling we're going to continue to keep releasing content and songs off the album until it drops. So, we're really excited about it, and we hope it's sooner than later. It's a really, really cool record, and we're proud of it.
Okay, cool. We have some more callers. Once again, if you'd like to call to Fred, if you'd like to talk to Fred and Wes, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. We have another Brooklyn number. Hello?
Hey, this is Ken Joyner. I just wanted to know, do you guys get offended when people say that your new stuff sounds like Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
That's not nice. Come on.
That's like such a turnoff, man. I can't believe people compare us to Limp Bizkit.
Well,
good question, Ken. You're a smart guy.
what is some of the stuff that you guys are listening to right now? Are you guys listening to other metal bands or like hip hop stuff? What do you guys? What's in your iPod?
Just tons of different types of stuff. You know, we're always listening to something different. I don't think there's a of the moment thing happening. Wes usually throws on a playlist or something in the dressing room, or, you know, I do, and I gotta say, it's all over the place what we listen to.
Right now we're listening a lot to the debut Savages record, Silence Yourself. We're also listening to the new When Saints Go Machine, which is an album called Infinity Pool. It just came out. And we're looking forward to the new Queens of the Stone Age, I must say.
Yeah, definitely that one. I heard the stream. It's actually pretty awesome. Comes out.
Isn't the drummer from One Day as a Lion? He's a drummer?
Yeah, John Theodore is the new drummer for Queens of the Stone Age.
But I think Dave Grohl actually drummed on the album.
Yeah, but John, I think, actually played on one song.
Oh, okay. All right, let's take a few more calls. 321, you're on the live cast.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, what's up? This is Dead Stretch from New York, but I live in Florida right now.
What's up, Dead Stretch?
I just got a question for Fred and Wes.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Is it true that Ross Robinson helped you produce this new record?
No. I've had some sessions riffing with Ross when I'm doing vocals for a little bit, and we produced the record ourselves. And I'm looking forward to getting back in and fucking around some vocals with Ross, hopefully at some point, maybe or maybe not. But we've definitely been hanging out and messing around with some stuff on the vocals.
Mostly Ross is sort of like a mountain biking companion of ours that takes us on really hard mountain biking paths and makes us suffer.
Interesting.
Lately.
I never imagined that Limp Bizkit goes mountain biking. Do you guys go as a collective? Like the whole band?
No.
Or is that a metaphor that completely went over my head?
What's fun about this is we can barely hear anything you guys are saying because our sound guy is down on stage checking the microphone right now. We could go tell him to shut up if you guys wanted.
That's really up to you guys.
We don't want you guys to like sever your relationship with your sound guy. That would be terrible.
Yeah, he has a family.
He's more important than us. He's actually doing stuff.
No, but yeah, we like, of course, you know, I mean, I don't know if you were serious or not, but I mean, I guess if you have to picture who the band is, if you can picture what they do, extracurricular activities or sports or exercise, it's bizarre to picture any of us mountain biking. That's hilarious.
Your helmet?
I'm really into that kind of thing. Yeah, I'm total helmet guy, by the way.
Does it have a Yankees logo on it?
Well, Wes is not a helmet guy.
What?
A what guy?
Helmet.
A helmet.
Guy.
We mean when
I
you're...
I wear helmets when I'm mountain bike. Ross, some of those paths are really sketchy. I shouldn't have gone on the one that he took us on before the last tour. Because there were big rocks, and it was scary and a big problem.
All right, let's take a few more calls, and then we'll let you guys go. 485? Hello? Oh, this is not fair. That guy's gone. All right.
That guy's
716?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi. I have a question for Fred and Wes.
Yep.
I saw you guys in Buffalo when you guys came, and I just like to say that was one of the best shows I've ever been to. And with all the success that you've experienced with this new U.S. tour, do you think it will lead to more touring in the U.S. in the future?
Yeah, I think that we're going to be around quite a bit now. We're welcomed back into the U.S. with open arms on this tour, and it's made us really excited to come back and with a bigger package, put some friends of ours and other bands together and come back with something larger and even more fun.
Have you guys?
And thanks for the kind words about that being one of the best shows you've ever seen. That's really nice.
Have you guys ever considered hitting the road with a band named Immure? They're a modern band that get a lot of comparisons to Limp Bizkit. I don't know if you guys have heard it. If they're on
there, their man, the guy that's working with them has asked me about them a couple of times.
How do you feel
actually,
about
it? I haven't heard anything really, so I hear they're cool. I need to check it out and see if it's. You know, I honestly feel like the more different things are from us, the better the package is. Familiar sounds and tones and feels to me turns into just the wrong intention overall because we're not focused on one particular emotional through line or the continuity of us isn't you know summed up with a whole bunch of bands that you know are coming from the same place. So I tend to try to think outside the box. I can put together family values and anger management and different things like that. And I'm thinking again right now that maybe we do something really extreme and a lot different. But I'm looking forward to hearing those guys.
So you're saying, like, maybe take out some death metal bands like Immolation on the Family Values tour?
I don't know. I mean, it just, if you have too many of the same kind of band, it just becomes kind of too incestuous and boring, frankly. And I think it's cool to have a show and have a package that mixes genres, you know, not so extreme genre differences, to where people, you've got a Baroque quartet setting up, but you know what I mean? Like having exposure of different kinds of things to different fans who haven't, who are fans of other things that may not have seen something like that before.
And I will say that every time we say the word package, it's fucking unsettling to me.
I was thinking that, but I was going to...
Because you're thinking about the what's underneath the zipper of a set of Wranglers.
I'm thinking of the singer of REO Speedwagon's long dong package ripping out of his 70s jeans.
Who was telling us that, was it Tom Jones who had a plastic implement sewn into all of his stage pants?
Oh, my God.
Who was telling us, yeah, that somebody, we know somebody who worked for Tom Jones in the 70s, and Tom apparently had a little endowment sewn in, or a large endowment sewed in to his pants.
Look, you guys have been together as a band. You guys have been together as a band for 10 years. Who in the band has the biggest package? Let's lay it out on the table, not literally.
For Rob, please.
Wow. Well, I don't know. I'd say it'd have to be DJ Skeletor.
He's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
He's Puerto Rican, and he's got a two-tone chimichanga.
The package that makes the most appearances, though, is mine, for sure. Because people, I'm always proud to whip it out, especially if there's, someone who's slightly homophobic. I'm happy to chase them down and jump on their back naked. Our old security guy got that treatment all the time. And
did it cure him of his homophobia?
Was always very upset.
That might not be the way to cure someone of their homophobia, but...
Can't hurt.
Yeah. Maybe you helped him discover that he was gay.
Yeah.
Facts, gay marriage...
Maybe what?
All across the country. Look what... Now that he started, see what happened?
Keep rubbing, Wes.
Yeah. Send you to Congress and rub your dick on some people.
All right. Let's take
I'm
one.
Sure we can line that up somehow.
Yeah.
Take one more call and we'll let you guys
We've
know.
Actually been listening to Die Antwoord's new single, Expensive S-H-I-T, and he talks about rubbing his penis on all kinds of things that are very pricey, and it's a fantastic song.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, guys, this is online radio, so feel free to curse as much as you want. I notice you're not being very
loose. Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. Go right ahead. Say some
Die Antwoord has a new single called Expensive Shit. Where he says, I rub my dick on expensive shit. I rub my dick on expensive shit. It's good. You should check it out.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Yeah. All right, we have one last call, and then we'll let you go. 801, you're... Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, no, we already took 801. 716.
Yeah.
716.
Yeah, I just got my
phone. What's your question for Wes?
Yeah.
All right, let's try someone else. 731. You're on the live cast. Nope. 485.
Hello.
Yes. What's your question? You gotta turn down your speaker.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes. What's your question?
Hi.
Yes. Name and question.
Okay, hi, Fred and Wes.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, I'm Mike. First of all, it was my dream to talk to you guys. I'd like to thank
Where
you for all your
from,
work.
Mike?
And really great. I'm Poland.
Oh, wow.
I'm from Poland. And my question is, This is like one of a kind because I'd like you to kick back to $3 bill era. I like Ready to Go though, so you know. There isn't much information on how you made your first record. I mean, I'm just curious for one thing, how you ended up recording everything. I mean, what it was like, who came first with what? Was it Sam with Bassline or US? Tell me please, because I really wanted to know and it bothers me all the time when I listen to it.
How we recorded our first, you know, it's always different. We there's not really one particular thing that comes first. We just get in a room together and it kind of happens. And we recorded everything on a 2-inch tape and did it in a very analog way up in the mountains in California. And anything to add to that, Wes?
No, that's questions like that are like, I mean, it's sort of like asking someone to explain a creative process. You'd have to walk in the shoes of the person and live your whole life and experience everything they experienced and listen to all the bands they listened to and go through all the coincidences that they had that happened to them in their life and the people they met, the things they did and the things they ate and the things they were interested in and the way their brain activity works. I mean, it's like, questions like that are sort of unanswerable because they just are, you know, you can't, there's no formula for how a band makes up music. It's the combination of all these people's brains together when they get in a room and it just happens, you know. This is why we made our first record the way we did. It's why our sound evolved into other things. It's why, you know, it's like people call it lightning in a bottle, I guess. You know, you can't remodel lightning. It just, when certain groups of people and certain bands and certain people come together, just sometimes it just happens. And boom goes the dynamite.
Right on. All right. Well, before we go, I just want to say that when you guys did the Napster tour about a decade ago, Fred, and during the signing, I was like, hey, Fred, it looks like your website is updated. And he was like, yeah, you should talk to my manager. And nothing ever came of that. So, Fred, I'm upset that you chose not to hire a 18-year-old me to do your website. And I'm calling you out on it, putting you on the spot right now. I'm not really.
I feel really horrible about it. I feel like it's definitely defined me as a horrible person. I apologize for that. And I'm going to send you $1 million tomorrow and see if you can put together a website with that.
Well, I don't need $1 million, but it would be nice if you guys, on your way out, just give us a nice little bumper that we could use where you introduce yourselves and, you know, we're from Limp Bizkit and you're listening to the Metal Injection Livecast. How about that?
Oh, shit, I needed to get rid of this $1 million. I've got blood all over it.
I'll take it.
Okay, go for it.
Metal injection. Injection. Inject the metal.
Hey, this is Wes and Fred from Limp Bizkit, and you're listening to the Metal Rejection Inspection.
The Metal Injection, motherfucker.
Don't use those cruel words of hate with me. I know why you want to hate me, because hate is all I even talk about lately.
Hey, you mind if I make a song out of that shit?
You already did.
Might have been repeated.
Check, please.
Great, guys.
Hey, guys, thank you so much. It's hard for us to understand what you wanted us to say.
Because our asshole sound guy, George, is down there making out with the microphone.
Yeah, come on. How long does it take to test the microphone? I mean, really.
There's a lot of microphones.
That's true.
He goes on forever. He's going, hey, 1, 2, hey, ooh, ha, ha. It's just, it goes on and on and on.
It's your last show.
It's an everyday thing, and we've had it.
Later tonight, you'll thank him. Everything.
Now they're hitting a snare drum. Jesus Christ.
It's definitely time to go now. Thank you, Fred and Wes, sincerely, for taking some time.
Hey, guys, thank you for taking the time. We appreciate it, man, and thanks for having us on the Metal Injection.
Thank you. Have
Absolutely.
A good
one. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. They're off the air. That went all right.
It wasn't like Andrew W.K. where we sort of liked them at the end.
Right.
I mean, they were as vacant as expected, but...
And it was a little difficult with the sound guy. I mean...
I suppose.
I understand that, okay, there's a sound guy, but you have an interview. Go leave.
There's
other
rooms.
Yeah, leave the venue.
Yeah.
Maybe he's so loud that like it just like pierced through the walls.
Maybe.
I got my questions in.
You got
I'm
your questions
satisfied.
In. All right, well, let's go to our music break. Let's kick it off with
Limp Bizkit, right?
With the new Limp Bizkit track. Here is Ready to Go on the Metal Injection Livecast.
While you listen to some more of the rock and roll, Noah will be in the bathroom trying on short shorts for no good reason. But yeah, at least you have that image in your head now, on the Metal Injection Livecast. Listening to the show that told you your mother was dying of cancer. What? We didn't tell you that yet. Oops. It's the Metal Injection Live Cast.
Yeah.
You're listening to the only podcast that realistically simulates the sensation of anal sex. The Metal Injection Live Cast. Demands your full attention. So please, put down the pot brownies and video game controllers. Also put down the Vaseline and broomsticks. Here's the show.
What the hell have you been doing while we've been on music break? Jeez. Welcome back to the Metal Injection Live Cast.
We've been eating a zesty Cheez-It snack mix.
Yeah, well, we wait for our fucking Thai food that never showed up.
Let's go through the music break.
I just ordered it.
Yeah, 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Too long, damn it.
The music break did not kick off with Limp Bizkit. It kicked off with Incantation,
right.
Ascend into the Eternal, followed by the Modern Age Slavery, giving their fantastically heavy take on Sepultura's Arise, followed by new music from the Black Dahlia Murder, Goat of Departure, their new
what?
Album ever.
Goat?
Goat.
Not
of,
gate?
No, goat.
I think it's about an airport.
Their,
that makes more sense than a goat of departure.
Their album, Ever Black, comes out next Tuesday. It's fantastic. And we wrapped it up with a little No Salvation, Burn the Ashes.
Is that No's Salvation?
No.
No's Salvation.
Salvation.
Got it.
We're
Noah,
back.
Noah's Salvation.
Huh?
We're on the Metal Injection Livecast. The studios have been brought up a few floors.
Right.
We've relocated.
We moved.
And Noah experienced a move. Her and her brother flip-flopped.
Apartments,
because they live in the same building. And then Sid was a... What, you were given Noah a line of questioning during the...
No, because she now sleeps in a room where a child was conceived.
Yeah, brother, just
not
yeah.
super long ago.
I mean, I'm sure that in your apartment, people conceive children and
well,
have
not people
sex.
That I know that I grew up with and showered with as a child.
Well,
no,
how,
I just showered
you
with your
think,
brother.
You
wait,
think?
Wait, rewind. You showered wait. With your brother as a child?
No, I never did.
Took
that.
A bath?
We weren't that desperate in
you
Israel.
Never took a bath and, with your brother?
No.
Ever?
As far back as I can remember, here. I don't remember.
People blocked that out.
Possibly.
He probably peed on you. That was from the, maybe that's where it comes from.
Wow. That's why you
I don't
your
think
brother,
my brother
peed
ever.
On you as a child.
He's very like, he won't, he's not into that
he,
kind
you
of
want,
stuff.
Because you've asked him to do it before?
He refused.
He's my brother. I know him, and he's not into peeing
maybe
on
Maybe that's
people.
Why he's not, because he did it with you when you were a little kid, and it scarred him.
Okay.
Maybe you peed on him.
I don't know.
How did
I
we get
no
from
answer.
The bed to fucking pissing on somebody?
Ask her.
All right. Noah, how did we get from the bed to pissing on somebody?
Sid's deviant mind.
Oh,
yeah.
Makes sense. All right. What about
but yeah, but
bed?
I mean...
So now Noah's going to conceive the next one.
Well, my brother left me his headboard, and Sid was asking me if I have inspected it with a black light, and I told him I don't think that my brother likes to, like, come on his headboard.
Wherever it lands, it lands. Darren's cum on his ceiling.
No, well,
Rob's cum in his own mouth.
What? No.
It ended up there.
I didn't cum in my own. I tried my own cum after coming.
Well,
you never
it ended up
like,
in your
you
mouth.
Never said how it got to your mouth. It could have gone been a straight shot. No, it wasn't like that.
Trial and error.
I came
Rob,
on my chest.
I'm Rob. Not going to taste it until I get it in on one on the fly.
Did you
know
suck it off your own nipple?
No, what I
sexually?
Did. What I did was
Rob's uvula is a bullseye.
I laid down and I put my legs in the air and kind of like flipped them forward.
Oh,
so
really?
No, not really. Yeah, God.
You had such a straight face when you said
Rob,
that.
Rob was doing stomach
wait,
crunches.
What? Never had one of those. What?
Rob was doing stomach crunches.
Come on, Sid.
No, please don't.
Oh, you, Sid. 646-929-1357 is the phone number. Darren, tell us the story about your girlfriend cooking you dinner.
This isn't
such a story.
It's a quick joke.
Yes.
It's an anecdote. Let's sit before
it's when,
to tell this.
It's when live cast things impact your actual life.
Yeah, we had... Oh. We had lamb. She cooked me lamb. She's a wonderful cook.
Was it a leg of lamb?
And no, it was like lamb curry because she's Indian, as you know. And sometimes there's these marrow bones in it. So I don't eat those. I think they're gross. So I give them to her. She loves them. And I got two little marrow bones, and I gave it to her. And I said, fuck the tomato.
Okay.
That's it. That's the whole story.
Every single live cast we've ever done was just built up to that moment.
Yes.
It's like Lost, where everything is building up to the fight on the island. That was your showdown with the smoke monster, and you won.
Thank you.
Can I, like, the Iron Sheik has been posting videos on Vine, and it's
God.
The greatest thing ever.
What is he saying?
So good.
You should just play it, but we have a phone call. Let me take that first.
It's fresh.
I think it's Eggers.
Oh.
No.
Oh, no. 816.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Is Fred on there?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Fred.
This is Fred. Yes.
Hey, I got a question.
What's up, man?
What the fuck is a nuki?
It's a euphemism for a girl's vagina.
No, a gnocchi is a spaghetti. It's Italian spaghetti made out of potato.
That's gnocchi.
It's a new age spaghetti.
Get with
it. And I have some advice for Fred also.
Shove it up your what? Shove it up your
what?
I did it all for the gnocchi.
Oh, well, that answers my question. And I have some advice for Fred also.
Okay.
What is it,
you
Matt?
Should... Just dump a bunch of psychedelics down your throat and listen to some real music like Decrepit Birth.
Oh, wow. You burned me, man. You burned
no,
me.
No, it's not a burn. I'm just saying, man. Just listen to some real music other than some Lil Wayne bullshit. I don't know. No, I'm just... This is my opinion.
I think I need to reevaluate my life and musical career because of your comment. I really feel
isn't the singer
ashamed.
Of Decrepit Birth a homeless guy?
Yeah, yeah, how many Playboy Mansion parties have they been invited to, huh?
Exactly.
Do they get to hang out with Mini-Me?
403, you're on the Metal Injection Livecast
with Fred Durst.
And a snack.
What's up?
Yeah. So, my question is,
you have a question.
Why do you guys consider yourself new metal when it's obviously Korn, Slipknot, even Papa Roach? I don't know. When I listen to it, it feels like I'm getting my dick chopped off.
That's a good question.
Fucking awful.
Callers like 40 minutes ago.
How do you know what it feels like to get your dick chopped off?
Oh, he hung up. He's done.
He just wanted to throw a burn at Fred.
Yeah.
I like that they're like all excited to curse out Fred and then don't even realize Fred hung up already.
Yeah.
To show that they've been listening.
I want to talk more to Mike from Poland.
Yeah.
He seemed very, very interested. He needed to know how that song was written.
Yeah. I like to ask Fred, what is the best way I make hooker sex in American country?
There was more urgency in his questioning.
I need to know everything about how you record the bass on $3 bill.
What did you have for lunch every day?
I wanted to ask him how many Mike from Poland's it would take to screw in a light bulb, and then if he answered one, we can hang up on him. It would be just the perfect storm of...
Yes, I like Limp Bizkit since 1991. Yes, and I need to know flour or corn tortilla.
Flour or corn pierogi.
Pierogi.
Pirushki.
Flour or corn plov, please. What is your favorite? It's very important, and it's bothered me for a long time. It's a problem.
And you like your kosher.
By the way, that's not me chewing into the microphone. That's Sid.
Cheez-Its right now.
Here, Darren, you want some?
I'll wait till the break. I don't want Rob to yell at me.
No, we have a 718 number.
It's not my phone?
718. You're on the air. Oh, you're no longer on the air.
What was the number? Did you remember it?
5, 6. I'm not going to say
that. One of us butt dial?
No. In other news this week.
We're not going to watch Iron Sheik Vine videos?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. We went off on a tangent. I'll load them up.
And we also...
There's one that he says something with Bubba. It's the greatest thing
Corbin
ever.
Corbin Bubba. We also, beside that, after the Iron Sheik, we have a mashup to play today.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
And it's only 45 minutes long.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it
for the clips of the show that are just mostly you being funny.
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy it
for anything that the creator added to it.
I thought it was good rapid fire, like funny things that we've done on the show.
But then so is just listening to the show.
Yeah, but it was
but they're not edited together.
Because we're fucking hilarious.
Cut out all the in between.
All right. 505, you're on the air. 505? 505.
If you called us, you're on the air.
Nope. All right, you're done. All right, let's get some vines from the Sheik playing.
Good morning.
Is that a Beatles cover?
No, good morning is when your boat is locked tight down well. It's a good morning.
Wait, this one's on mute for some reason. Hold on.
What the fuck you looking at?
And he's naked. It's weird.
What?
But he has like a towel covering everything up.
What the fuck you looking at?
Did you find this on a dating site?
Yeah, Iron Sheik is on makeup.
This is all my OkCupid friends. You see me in a towel. You like it. Whatever, better than nothing.
It's on whyyoukilleddanielmingle.com.
Jewish people mingle. .com.
All right, here, this could be a good one. Oh no, it's too loud. Hold on.
You could have checked these out, you know, before.
Well, we could have, couldn't we have?
You are Iron Sheik class. David Arquette, I love you. So much respect. You are Iron Sheik class. David Arquette, I love you. So
is that
much
somebody
respect.
Doing an impression? That doesn't
you,
no, that's
you,
him.
David.
Why does he loop them like that, though?
That's just Vine.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like tout on repeat.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Steve Wonder, I love you, Bubba. Steve Wonder, I love you, Bubba.
It's just some guy that looks like Stevie Wonder, and he says he loves him.
Bubba.
Bubba.
Hey, Bubba, our chick is here. Assalamu alaikum. You look... Hey, Bubba.
Hey, Bubba.
Corbin Bubba. I want to hear him say Cheap Jew Russia over Vine that.
Doesn't seem to be on there.
Cheap Jew Russia.
Oh, we have another.
Jew Russia.
We'll just do it manually.
Cheap Jew Russia.
Yes. How much time is left in the show?
Russia. Cheap Jew Russia.
Okay.
All right, let's. We have another caller. Hello, caller.
You're on the air with Fred Durst.
Hey.
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 What's your name?
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Jack. What's up? What's up?
What's up, Jack? What kind of drugs are you on?
What?
What? You're clearly
what?
On drugs.
What? What kind of drugs? Drugs?
Yes.
Yeah, I like drugs. You know, drugs are nice.
Oh, God.
Did you call us for a reason?
Rob likes drugs, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm just wondering why Limp Bizkit pulled out of Boonstock this year. What the fuck's going on there?
Yeah, man.
Where does that take place?
That takes place in Alberta, Canada.
Well, there's your answer.
Oh. Well, that's just fucking
old. Yeah, sorry,
sorry,
bro.
Sorry about that.
Man, why'd you say that? You're out of the
it's
band.
It's like asking a band why they pull out of any show, you know? Like when I was in elementary school, I didn't go to a concert, and it's just, you know, my life.
Just listen
man.
To this guy on the phone. He lives there. Why do you think they pulled out?
Bret Hart said he would put me in a sharpshooter if I went there. Can't do that. Can't risk that.
No. How many of those shows did you want to attend if they had played?
How many
you
shows?
You mean Limp Bizkit?
Yeah.
None.
If they played, how many would you have gone to?
None, because they hate Canada, apparently.
No, but I mean, if they didn't hate Canada.
That's just us telling you that.
Oh, well, you know, I'd go to the Boonstock Festival if they're playing.
How many sets of Limp Bizkit would you have seen?
None so far, but I'd like to see him, if that's your question.
This guy doesn't understand tenses, I think. That's a future perfect.
Oh, yeah.
That's the end of the thing. He's a hoser.
Yeah. All right, well. He's not going to go for it.
Are you just upset because there's no Canadian teams in the Stanley Cup?
We're actually going to... Oh, sorry.
How many times have Limp Bizkit canceled that fest?
I don't know. Just this year, I think.
I got so how many times? How many?
What? Are you fucked?
Listen, I think I... Listen.
I hung up on him.
Oh, I had him.
Sorry.
I had him.
Sorry.
Oh.
716, you're on the Mental Injection live cast.
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Is this Fred Westerlund?
Yes. Yes.
All right. I was just wondering if you have any plans on letting DJ Lethal back in the band.
Yeah, we're totally gonna do that. But first, he said he's gonna record the new album from Korn.
Right.
And then after that, he's not gonna record. He's gonna find out what they're doing for their new album. So then we could just steal all those ideas for our album. So he's doing a lot of cover shit for us right now, but then he's going to be back in the band.
And I do have a side project with Fieldy coming up very soon.
Is that so, Fred?
Yes, that's correct.
And I have a side project with Monkey.
Oh, is that so, John Otto?
Yeah.
John, your balls haven't dropped, have they?
Actually, they did, but this is the hand that I was dealt.
You sound a little femme. Just nothing personal. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
That's why he's the bassist and not the singer. Or the drummer.
Why did you give me a microphone?
All right. Thank you for your call, caller. Earlier this week, by the way, Slayer announced that their new drummer is
John
their
Otto?
No, it's not John Otto. It's Paul Bostaph, who was their drummer throughout the 90s after Lombardo quit the first time.
By the way, isn't a bo staff like a Chinese weapon that one of the Ninja Turtles used?
Yeah, Donatello.
Used? Yeah.
Oh, is that?
Yeah, a bo staff. Yeah.
Now we know.
Spelled differently, though.
Oh, well, then what's the fun in that?
Exactly.
So I think it's lame that Dave Lombardo is no longer in the band.
Did you think it was lame in the 90s?
I was indifferent to it.
Because you're too busy following Dave Otto.
Dave Otto, yes.
Was that what you said?
Yeah.
By the way, the next is a good idea. Otto Graham? I'm sorry. Is it a good idea from the chat? The next time someone calls in, have Noah say that she's Fred Durst. See if anyone goes for it.
Okay.
That works.
Okay, ready? Noah. But be serious. Give a serious answer.
651.
Hey, what's up? It's Turk from Washington State.
How's it going, Turk?
Hey, am I talking to Wes or Freddie?
I'm Wes. What do you want?
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am. Why am I not Wes? Do you even
follow you at all? Follow your girl.
You do sound like a girl, Wes.
Okay, so is Wes there or what?
You? I thought our fans are calling, not people who are hating on us.
He sounds like someone who wears makeup. Wes.
I have a huge makeup case.
Wes, do you have a question for Wes?
Yeah, I'm wondering if you're ever going to start playing 8-strings, because I'm starting to notice that now.
Nah, I don't follow trends. I make my own trend. Actually, I have a guitar being built for me. It's a 9-string guitar, because I want to be ahead of the curve.
I guess. I mean, Meshuggah might do that someday, but...
Wes Borland's going to do it first.
Okay.
You heard it here.
Right on.
Very good, Wes. Thank you for remembering the name of the show.
I have a great publicist.
Could you do a bumper for us, Wes, quick?
Sure.
Metal injection, blazity, blah, blah, blue. Metal injection, Limp Bizkit.
Metal reflection. I look at the mirror.
I'm a rejection.
Metal erection. My penis is hard right now because I'm on metal erection.
Do you think Method Man returns his calls nowadays?
No.
Or no? No. Good.
Boy, that song is awful.
Yeah, I hated that song.
Oh.
I hated the way the title was spelled.
And Together Now?
Yeah, that was really annoying.
I think I did a really great Wes Borland impersonation.
I think so.
Very good.
You did do a very good Wes Borland.
Please pass Darren his sauce.
Thank you.
But,
this is gross, by the way.
What is
the
it?
The puffy duck is good.
What else?
Well, ducks are like green or something.
Yeah, that's like spinach wrap.
That's a vegetable. It said emerald vegetable dumpling. What color did you think it was?
I didn't see any emerald. That's not what I ordered.
No, that's the only vegetable dumpling they had.
He ordered emeralds vegetable dumpling. He thought it was made by emerald.
Bam!
Totally different.
Now here's this song.
He's the Guy Fieri of guys named Emerald.
So he's a fellow chef.
Yeah. He's like the douchiest chef named Emerald. Am I wrong? I'm not wrong.
Do you like your puffy duck, Darren?
Yeah, very good.
Good.
What does puffy duck taste like?
Sean Combs.
Duck, but with Sean Combs in it.
Pass Rob with some of that.
Sean's hair comb in it.
What? He didn't have hair?
Puffy's hair comb, you mean?
I'm confused.
No.
What? Okay.
Rob, you wanted Darren's green dumplings.
I'll have one.
Darren doesn't like green food.
Yeah, pass it around, see if everybody finds it as disgusting.
Rob, you'll do anything that Sid tells you, huh? Tell him something else.
Before you take a bite, suck on it a little bit.
When it involves eating dumplings, sure.
Yeah.
That thing looks like Audrey 2 from Little Shop of Horrors.
How is it? It's okay?
It's fine.
Awful.
What's gross about it? It just tastes like a vegetable dumpling.
I had vegetable dumpling.
Is there seaweed in there? Is that the problem?
Maybe. Yeah, there might be.
No, there's no seaweed.
Look at that. Rob tried to build it up and now it's killing him. Darren was right. Pass me that. Let me take one of them. Shit.
Wow, you're so daring, Sid.
See if I live through the attempt. There's a hot container.
We're doing a lot of eating on this live cast.
We are the Guy Fieri of podcasts.
That's true. We are the Guy Fieri of podcasts.
Right.
Nope. It's not great tasting.
Yeah.
The best part
is I wouldn't order it.
Is the dumpling sauce. Mm. By the way, were you planning on eating more of that? Did I just voluntarily give away your...
I don't want it. Thank you for asking, though.
After
yeah, it didn't matter anymore.
I think, in fairness to Sid, I made it pretty clear I was not eating any
more.
I feel like the wrap that it's in is too thick.
It's
weird. Yeah.
It's not great.
In case any of our listeners want to order from this restaurant.
Or if Shinkletown wants to come by and have the last dumpling and a half.
We could just throw it at him.
He could use some vegetarian food.
This is a random question. Does Rob wear apple bottom jeans?
I do have quite the apple bottom, but no, I've never ventured into the apple bottom jeans.
What are apple
only because there's a worm crawling through it. Whoa!
Oh. It's just like if you have a fat ass, like if the ass in the shape of like the apple curve.
Have you ever heard of those jeans that some women buy that actually have like padding where the butt is?
I have not heard of that because I'm not a woman.
Oh.
But I do not look for women's jeans, but...
Would you be offended if a woman was walking in front of you and her ass was perfectly shaped and then you realized it was...
Well, how would you realize that? The jeans
would
fail.
Well, there's a certain brand. Like, let's say you knew what the brand was.
Then I'd be offended that I knew what the brand was. Check myself before I wreck myself.
That's like a padded bra. Like, are those offensive? Or like, you know, like...
You can't see what the brand of the bra is from outside.
Oh, I guess that's true.
Thing. Unless, if she's already just walking around in her bra, then you're not. You don't
there's other problems.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa,
you just want it off anyway,
the
right?
Chick in a bra.
You said that so disturbingly yet innocently.
All right. I'll take it.
It's like you're not going to rape anybody, but still a little disturbing.
Okay.
That's how I feel about that.
I'm not saying one way or the other.
Saying Sid is partially rapey.
No.
It's only kind of rapey. Yeah. Not full rapey.
Attempted, not... actually done.
So
right.
You want to rape.
Menacing. I was like,
yeah.
I was a shady person on the block.
You are to rape what Tim Lambesis is to hiring hitmen.
No, but that means I'm a failed rapist.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said.
Right. I think I'm more in the incubation period of,
how about,
can I rape? Maybe.
How about you're the Randy Bly of rapists? Like you raped the person, but it wasn't intentional. And you were found innocent.
So
what was the
intent? It's not rape.
You tripped and your penis fell into her orifice.
Okay, I guess.
There you go. That was basically his defense, too.
That's sort of emasculating, though.
Oh, sorry.
Accidentally fuck someone.
And rape.
Yeah.
Tim Lambesis was released on bail.
I told you should demand an interview, and you said you wouldn't.
He's not going to do any interviews. That's
How
ridiculous.
Do you know until you ask?
He has a court case. Why would he talk about the case?
Maybe he wants his side of the story out.
Or maybe he doesn't know any better.
Maybe he thinks you're a friendly media outlet.
If he wants the side of the story out, he has a Facebook page that he would post. And why would he need
meddling?
Maybe
he wants someone to ask him.
Yeah.
Noah raised a good point, is that this is not a bright guy. I mean, he fell for a sting operation that was pretty
at a Barnes & Noble.
And like $1,000 to murder someone? I don't think.
No, it was for expensive. It was $20,000 to murder.
Oh.
The only reason he'd ever be in a bookstore. To pay for somebody's murder, not to buy a fucking book.
So wait, what was the fucking $1,000 then?
That was like for expenses to murder his wife.
To buy ropes and garbage bags.
And like a deposit. It was like a deposit.
He got in a per diem to fucking murder the wife?
But also, you gotta figure,
work up a hunger.
If there is a deal, like if you are a real, like...
The real.
If you're the real hitman. If you're the real Bret Hart. Why, like, wouldn't you...
Say why like that again, please.
Why wouldn't you request, like, $10,000 of the money up front? You know, like, why didn't Tim Lambesis think of how...
Right,
okay,
just go to the guy's Yelp page.
This guy...
totally not really going to kill your wife.
A-plus would murder again.
So now he's out on bail, and... The most inappropriate comments now, like, good, maybe now he could finish that Austrian Death Machine album, which is like, I'm sure.
Or people thought that he used his crowdfunding for the new Austrian Death Machine to bail himself
maybe
out of jail.
Oh, it could,
Where did that
No, but it was a bond, so.
Yeah.
I think what that means is you pay
you put
10%,
like,
and then, you put up, like, some house is put up.
Maybe.
Maybe.
I guess he figures, take my house. I'm going to be in jail soon anyway. I don't need that fucking place.
Or his college fund.
It's only taken if you, like, break the rules of the bail. Like, you get it back.
He'll probably break them. They're probably written down for him, and he's probably illiterate. read what the rules are.
Someone in the chat says, dude, the roids clouded his judgment. Only like 10% of people who take steroids are affected by that.
And the roids don't cloud your judgment to the point where, you know, you get roid rage, so you call a guy, you get a hitman, you drive, you go.
Yeah, there's a lot of premeditation.
Rage isn't that long.
It's like a heat of the moment thing.
Yeah.
Rage is if he picked up a knife and killed her himself.
That could be roid rage.
Right.
Like, this is too
like passive-aggressive roid rage.
He has roid roller.
Like,
he's
so mad, I'm going to call a guy I know.
He has roid Rolodex.
Yeah.
Oh, here's that number. All right.
By the way, Tim Lambesis, if you're listening, the number to dial is 646-929-64.
Oh, he's talking so fucking slow. God damn it.
Six.
Yeah, say it anyway, Rachel. I want to come here and kill you.
646-929-1357.
I wanted you to interview the Westboro Baptist Church about Jeff Hanneman.
Oh, that's... Come on, I don't want to give him...
Wearing a vest.
Me wearing the vest, not them.
Whoever.
There just needs to be a vest. I was about to say a West.
A West Borland?
A West Borland.
West Borland.
We're having a good time here on the Metal Injection live cast.
I can't believe you spell West Borland with a lowercase W. That is so fucked it up, y'all. Why would you do that?
Why? Would you ever?
Y'all's corny.
Carny?
But whatever. That's all right. Y'all going to hell. That's okay.
Yeah, why doesn't she... I mean, like, why does she care? Like, she really wants to hang out with metal guys in heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't want...
She's worried about incantation not going to heaven.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a... We have about 15 minutes left in the show.
Rob, you just did a metal injection post that was full of typos. You are so wrong. You know, that's you're going to hell. That's it.
Oh, God, if you went to hell for typos,
yeah,
you'd be there by now.
Hey, wait a minute.
You have to die first.
Spell minute.
M-I-N-O-O-T.
That's right.
Minute.
See you in hell. What are you eating? No, that's some gigantic shit in there.
Actually, Darren's favorite, chicken and rice.
Oh.
Nice. But that's, I like Spanish.
Is there bones in there?
It's like a curry rice.
Oh, that looks
rice.
Good.
I like curry.
Fancy.
What
was it called? What is the menu item for that?
Like kale chicken or something.
It's not arroz con pollo.
Oh, XO chicken?
Yeah, XOXO chicken.
I don't know what's going on now.
XO chicken is a real... XO sauce is a thing.
Oh,
what's in it? Thai sauce. I don't know, some kind of spicy sauce.
Oh.
I couldn't tell you what's in it.
But. Some cilantro.
Let's see.
I just want to push this food into my face.
Do it. What's that salad? Yeah. It looks like it's got some weird gray crud in it.
It's
what is that?
Those are taro chips, and they didn't give me salad dressing, so I'm not into it.
You handed Darren some kind of sauce. Was that your salad dressing?
That was for his puffy duck.
I'm not using it.
He's not using it. Do you want puffy duck sauce?
It looks strangely like ejaculate.
Yeah, well, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
Thanks.
It looks like very thin, weak ejaculate.
How does it look like? It doesn't look like ejaculate at all.
It does.
It looks like
a tongue.
Don't doubt the expert.
Rob,
sorry.
There is an orange, a purple.
Slivers.
Purple piece. Is this what your cum looks like, Darren?
No. It looks like the consistency and the clarity, not the chunks in it.
It's too liquidy.
It looks like weak cum.
If you've already cummed three or four times.
Exactly.
Oh, is that what happens? It turns liquidy?
Well, it's watery.
Mm-hmm.
So all the baby goo is
dried
up for a little while.
It's just the semen without the sperm in it.
Oh.
The semen is clear, and this the cloudiness, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but I think it's like for the sperm to swim in, right? Is that what it is?
To run called the latte. I don't even know if that makes sense, but
it doesn't.
It's funny in my head.
Do you have a frother for that?
It's called his mouth.
Oh.
I don't know what that means either, but it just seems funny.
You need a straw at least.
What?
To froth with your mouth.
You carbonate it with that machine.
You just, like, gargle. Like, chug it and then spit it back into the glass.
Like
a mama bird.
Rob is an expert frother.
I do have a frother, a milk frother, so I can make lattes in my home.
Rob, you are not the frother.
But
no,
I am.
I greatly disagree with that.
Yeah, I have a frothing machine. It's not a machine, it's a wong.
Australian frothing machine?
It's
Austrian? Oops.
Austrian.
It's an Austrian froth machine? That works.
We got there.
Pick up my new EP from Austrian Froth Machine.
That's his new, his new project, because he doesn't want to be associated with death anymore.
Yeah.
His bad PR.
Oh, some other great responses were like, good, now they can do their tour. It's like, no, he's not going on tour. He has a trial. Like,
someone else posted good, now he could finish the job on his wife.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
So, at least that's a joke. That's
was it?
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah, you never know.
All right.
There were people saying that, like, she deserved to be murdered.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, oh, what a cunt, yeah, et cetera.
Anybody who would marry a guy that would be in that band, though, you got to wonder.
Yeah.
So,
probably,
in a roundabout way.
Yeah. Not that she deserved to die.
No.
Well, Sid might
something's wrong
that.
With her.
Sid might say thin the herd.
Yeah. But only if it would bum him out. If it makes Tim Lambesis happy,
yeah,
then we
true.
Probably don't want to.
Who?
Lambesis? That's how you said it when we had him on the show.
It's Lambesis.
Okay. I'm going with your original pronunciation from 2009.
Lambesis?
Yeah,
Rob
was
too busy
time.
Frothing during that interview, so he can't.
Yeah, I was making a cappuccino.
He didn't have
you
any
didn't
froth.
Share
cappuccino.
You've never made a caffeinated beverage for any of us.
Do you like the cappuccino, Sid?
I like whatever's free. You offer me some fruit.
Well, if you had a preference, would you have a preference between a latte, a cappuccino?
Cappuccino over latte. Lattes, I'm not a huge fan of. Well,
too much milk?
Yeah, just too bland.
Mm. Mm.
A cappuccino is too bland?
No, the latte.
Oh,
yeah, see? Cappuccino's more desserty.
I see.
Like a Tim Hortons iced cappuccino, that's some good shit.
Oh, I've never had
that's
that.
That's diabetes in a cup.
Oh. Oh.
With a little whipped cream on top. They have very thick whipped cream.
I bet they do. Say that again, Sid.
Very thick whipped cream.
That was
you
Sid.
Like your cream thick?
That's a
damn right. Stop saying things now.
Antonio Noki writes, Rob froths and relaxes. It's true.
All over himself.
No, I don't froth.
Yeah, you make sure to taste the froth.
Yeah, you got
to
taste
he
it. Before
relaxing.
You got to make sure it's ready.
Got to make sure it's the right consistency.
What you do is you take a little milk. You put it in the microwave for about 25 seconds.
Already too much work.
No, because then it gets that skin over it. Gross.
What gross? It's fine. No, really? For 25 seconds, it just warms it up a little bit.
Oh, okay.
And then you froth it. And then you froth. And you froth.
How do you froth it?
You with turn what? On the wand. There's a wand with like, it's like a... It's like kind of like when you...
Next week, could you bring this with you and we could maybe do a behind-the-scenes video of you
sure.
frothing?
Sure. I could just make a
frothing tutorial.
I could do a frothing tutorial this
yes.
week as a behind-the-scenes
yes.
video.
What does the tip of that wand look like, Rob?
It's circular with like a...
He's actually answering.
Is it cut or uncut?
Say something else. What's the sir?
Circumcised.
Oh, no.
Cut or uncut?
I guess there's no foreskin. It's
okay. So what do you do with the wand?
You turn it on and let it vibrate.
How do you turn it on?
You push the button on the side. You push it up and then that's it.
Is it
a genital wart, not a button?
Careful. So it's a button that you have to flick up, or do you have to push it in?
Oh yeah, you gotta flick it up. And then it's on and vibrating all over the milk, and then the milk goes.
Noah's
here,
penis.
Have another dumpling.
That's what the milk sounds, Martha. I don't want another dumpling. I guess.
I feel like that would be even more sensual if you said it with a mouthful of vegetable dumpling.
I love Bujanina. 646-929-1357. Get your frothing tips from Fred and Wes of Limp Bizkit.
You want
to
play that?
There's still time to ask them your questions. So you better call.
What is this?
Lil Weezy and his bitch hoe. She wants the green light. Let the bitch go. I go hard. I go nuts. I go skits.
Ready to Go, the Neyland Biscuit song featuring Lil Wayne.
It doesn't sound like Incantation, this part.
Remember when people cared about Lil Wayne?
They don't anymore?
I don't think as much.
Not as much, but...
He's on the other side of it.
Good.
He still makes money. I'm sure he's made enough money.
Well, a lot of Limp Bizkit still makes money. They're on the other side of it, too.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, Lil Wayne is awful.
I never understood the hype of Lil Wayne.
I don't get it.
He's got tattoos on his
terrible.
Face. He's like
terrible.
The Undertaker of activity hops.
He's in the skate culture.
Is he?
He's
a skater?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He's bridging the gap between hip-hop and punk rock, man.
But what's punk rock?
Skating.
Is it?
Well, like,
I don't know if it is so much anymore.
Well, it's mainstream. I will agree that it's
Rancid.
Mainstream.
Rancid is punk, Sid. Come on. Get with the program.
At one point.
No, now, I mean.
Now,
not before.
Yeah. You're only punk once you've become friends with Kelly Osbourne.
Oh, and CM Punk.
Are they friends with...
What's his name? Lars? CM Punk used to take him to the Hall of Fame every year. Now he takes Lita.
Weird.
Yeah.
Is he with Lita now?
Yeah. And what else is weird is that Edge is with Beth Phoenix,
who
used to date
Glamazon?
CM Punk. Yeah.
Edge retired.
Yeah. He did retire. Hmm. And now he's going out with CM Punk's girlfriend before Lita.
So
and
he retired. What does he do now?
Nothing. He did some acting for some sci-fi show.
What about
show.
Christian?
Christian still wrestles.
Really?
He's injured. Yes. Oh. He's coming back off the reserve. Oh. This has been your pro wrestling update.
Yeah.
How's Barry Windham doing?
He had a heart attack. Yeah, or like a stroke not too long ago. He's doing fine.
I thought he died.
No, he's still alive. Kendall Windham, his brother, died.
Darren, did you see that Mookie Blaylock was in a serious car accident?
No, I did not.
He's in
sadness.
Serious condition right now.
Oh, wow.
Somebody died, but not him.
How's Ric Flair doing over the passing of his son?
He's back at the bar.
He's
at some
Limp
bar.
Concert in Kansas.
Yes. Incorrect report, Rob. He never left the bar. Can't be back at it.
Fair enough. He's drinking in tribute to his son now. Getting himself into his fifth bankruptcy, most likely.
Yeah. Poor guy.
One of the best biographies, or like they say it's an autobiography, but you know he definitely had a ghostwriter for the wrong reasons, the Ric Flair. It really, like, for as great of a wrestler he is, the biography really, and this is him writing it too, really right. Shows what kind of a dick he is.
Is it really him writing it? Were you there?
Well, no, I'm saying it's a ghostwriter.
Yeah. Whatever it is, he put
but,
his name
like,
on.
It's his interview. Yeah, like,
he
was interviewed for it.
It's bad whether he wrote it or put his name on
it.
Okay.
Yeah. And just like how he's like a staunch
they're
Republican.
They're like, here, sign this and we'll give you this check. Okay.
Oh, yeah, how much? What will this pay for? Yeah, all right, we're good.
Done. And then he took that check immediately to the bar. He's like, here you go, start a tab.
Yeah. Everyone gets a drink on me.
Yeah. I just wrote a book. When? Just now, over the phone.
All right, 43 drinks, that's $850,000.
Perfect, that's just what this check is.
Other great wrestling, the Bret Hart one, which I think he wrote himself.
Which is 500 pages. You
so
think he wrote it himself because all the writing is very squiggly.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
unsteady
true.
Unsteady hand.
The Mick Foley, the first two I thought were really good.
Yeah, the third one I didn't even read.
Oh, the third one was terrible.
You said it was so bad that I never even opened it.
Yeah.
Chris Jericho.
Oh, I never read it, but I've heard very good.
All the pages are sandpaper.
Sandpaper! any other ones that we're missing?
Bobby Heenan.
Oh, I never read his.
One of the best books
I've
ever
read. Oh, you know what? The Dynamite Kid autobiography is really good for very fucked up stories about, like, he is a huge dick.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, all about how he burns bridges. Just, like, how I got into a fight with this guy and I started shit with him. And he talked about how Davey Boy Smith, his partner, never did steroids, and the Dynamite Kid taught him how to do steroids.
Yeah.
And one day to fuck with Davey Boy Smith, he put milk in the syringe and made Davey Boy Smith shoot up milk.
Okay.
Is that
did
dangerous
frost,
to do?
Did it frost?
Oh, he didn't say if it was frosted milk or not.
They don't do that in English.
No, but like when you shoot milk into your arm.
I see. The syringe frost.
Yeah, the syringe and it's hot inside of your body.
True, true.
Is that dangerous to do, though? Like, seriously.
Like, what's
I don't
sure
know.
If you mix,
story?
He makes milk with your blood. I'm pretty sure you're like,
yeah,
you're a Metallica album cover.
I mean, he was fine. It's not like he died from that.
Then what's the big deal?
How do we know he didn't die from that?
Yeah.
Well,
true. All these years later. And then what's the great thing is that, like, he would always start shit with the Rougeau brothers, Jacques and Raymond.
We know.
Well, he would start stuff with Jacques because Raymond was like a shoot fighter and like he could hold his own, but Jacques was kind of like.
Which one was the Mountie?
Jacques.
Okay.
He was like the pussy of the group. So he would start with him. And then one day, Jacques Rougeau had enough and like decked him and like and broke his nose and took him out of it for like 3 months. And he was totally asking for it, you know? And it was interesting to read that story in his book. And then a few years later, read it in Bret Hart's book, who was a witness to the story. And the way Bret Hart paints it is that, like, oh, Dynamite Kid got exactly what he deserved. Whereas, like, in this one, he's like, oh, he cold cocked me. He got me. Like, oh, he didn't do anything. I was like, no, this is a face to face altercation. And he got his ass kicked.
Oh, good.
So, those are some good.
How's the Mills Mascaris book?
Mills.
He's taking the cover off, and there's just
it's
another.
It's all in
here.
Spanish. It's weird. I can't understand the words. I see the letters. The letters make sense, but the words together.
Just look it up on Google.
There's two L's back to back. I don't know what it's.
About. How about Fuck the Tomorrow, the Iron Sheik story?
Iron Sheik has a very. I'm surprised he doesn't have a book deal because his life story is pretty interesting. Just coming to America and like working on the Olympic team, and then his daughter dying and all that stuff.
Whoever ghostwrites that should do it in his voice, like
Oh my god!
Or an audiobook.
Yeah, that's what we need.
Well, there would absolutely need to be an audiobook version.
I tell you, Dan Maroney.
They probably offered him like $40,000 or something. He's like, no, I'm just going to do the shoot interview on YouTube instead.
Oh yeah.
All right.
True.
For free? Okay.
You
for some
extra
six
questions.
Pack of Heineken
and some cocaine.
That's good cold beer.
You know it's cold because the mountains are blue.
Imagine we had him on and then he leaves and then someone would call up. It wouldn't matter. We could just say the same shit Iron Sheik would say.
Yeah.
Just play sound bites. Hello, I'll talk to a Sheik. Yeah, he's still here.
Listen,
fuck